From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and bare feet. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It is April 2nd, 2008, and you and I both like to go barefoot from time
to
time.
Very much. I've been known to do the show barefoot, even at the news desk at MSNBC every once in a while. I kick off the shoes.
It's not always so safe, though. I remember one particular New Year's Eve, I was walking around Mission Street in San Francisco, and my shoe broke, and I was looking all fancy because it was New Year's Eve, and I was faced with a choice. I could either suffer along Mission Street in San Francisco with my shoe falling off, giving me bad blisters, or I could just take the darn thing off and go barefoot.
And what did you do?
I went barefoot.
Was it a good experience?
It was not. There's just kind of some things you have to be extra vigilant when you're barefoot, urban barefoot walking.
Yeah. When I was a kid, you know, my folks had a house in Martha's Vineyard since the late 50s. I mean, so old school, and kind of when it was a little more hippie-ish, mm-hmm. We used to go into stores all the time without our shoes on, and, you know, go in the post office without your shoes on. That would make one member of the Society for Barefoot Living very happy. He's going to be a guest on our show. He wants freedom for his feet, your feet, everybody's feet. He goes barefoot nearly all the time. He swears it is good for you. We will hear his case. Mm.
Also, we will take a look at some of the most emailed, viewed, and clicked on stories on the web, including why people who buy sneakers are said to be leaders, and why, when it comes to love, octopi have it all. Seriously.
Also, coming your way in the next hour, a conversation with Moby and some music from his new release, why courting the gay vote in Philadelphia is underway, and of course, the headlines making news. But first, there is still no clear winner in the race for the presidency of Zimbabwe. The elections were held on Saturday, but today the likelihood of a runoff appeared to increase after state-run media said President Robert Mugabe had seemingly failed to win a majority for the first time in nearly 30 years.
Yesterday, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai insisted he won the election outright, but he said he'd wait for official results to declare victory. Projections by both the ruling party and private monitors, however, suggest Tsvangirai fell short of the 50% plus one required to win. That could force a second round of balloting.
Meanwhile, in the absence of an official announcement, Zimbabwe's rumor mill in full swing. Some have theorized that Mugabe is trying to negotiate a graceful exit, but yesterday the country's deputy information minister, Bright Matanga, said that isn't true.
There's no deal. This is just speculation, malicious speculation, which you dismiss.
Opposition leader Tsvangirai also denied that a deal is in the works, but the delay is causing his supporters to worry that Mugabe is trying to rig the result. Electoral officials say they're still receiving ballot boxes from some provinces, prompting questions about where those ballots have been all this time. Yesterday, Tsvangirai urged patience and said he's giving Mugabe the benefit of the doubt.
President Mugabe said that he's an honest man and that he doesn't believe in cheating. I hope that when the result is announced, it is the true reflection of the vote, and that there is no reason to involve in fraudulent activities. And I still have to wait until that is proven. The people of Zimbabwe have waited for this long. I think they can wait far, far longer to reach that confirmation.
Tsvangirai is the leader of the Movement for Democratic Change and has been a thorn in Mugabe's side for a decade. The 84-year-old Mugabe has ruled Zimbabwe since the country gained independence from Britain in 1980. And once thought to be a great hope for the country, he turned out to be dangerous and dictatorial. He faces a strong challenge in Saturday's elections because of Zimbabwe's economic collapse. Inflation there is 100,000%. That means a loaf of bread can cost millions of dollars.
Political commentator and journalist Trevor Nobe tells NPR that Mugabe is in uncharted waters.
It's a very difficult position where he is. He's never been here before. He's never been defeated before.
You can follow this story all day at npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.